From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has announced sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. That story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control. 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Trump administration saying the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens to an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. In retaliation, China's unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs, including soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. Soybean farmer John Kiefner had a message for President Trump.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact, but this is a negotiation period, and that's why tariffs have not been imposed yet while things are worked out with Beijing. Muslim American advocacy organizations are hailing a legal settlement with the New York City police over the department's surveillance of the community, saying the agreement sends a message that simply being Muslim is not a crime. Under the terms of the settlement, the police confirmed that they have dismantled the unit responsible for carrying out the intelligence gathering. This is VOA News. The United Nations